Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we got it. We got it.
We got it.
Y'all, this has been a journey, but we finally got it together. So, yes. Let's start out. It's your girl Kay.
And it's your girl T.
And it's time to dive
deep. Dive deep with the girls
podcast.
Diving deep with the girls, with the girls, with the girls, with the girls,
with the girls,
talking shit with the girls, with the girls, with the girls, with the girls,
with the girls,
the real, real, with the girls, with the girls, with the girls, with the girls. So grab your wine and sit down. We diving deep with the girls.
With the girls, we diving deep with the motherfucking girls.
So y'all, this is our first recording of the girls podcast.
Yes.
So
we are so excited.
Right, so excited. So we started this podcast because we are best of friends. We've been best friends since what, 6th, 7th grade?
Yes, since she was 11.
Yes. So we've been best friends forever. We talk about everything and we just wanted to open a little window into our world.
Yeah, we always be discussing topics and we be sharing different views and be thinking about different things, and we just wanted to create something where
we let people in, pretty much.
Yeah.
Let them in.
So, I had a very fine mother.
Okay, so I'm Kay. I'm 26. I am married and have a little boy who's not even 1 yet. That's kind of a little preview of me and what I got going on. And then
me, I'm T. I'm 26 as well. I have no children. I'm single. Well, I'm dating. We're mingling over here. And I'm an aspiring entrepreneur. I currently live in Michigan. Yes, we both are aspiring entrepreneurs. We are ready to quit that 9-to-5. It ain't no way to live.
I'm
so tired. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
We've been working since we were 17. I know I've been working since I was 17.
Man. Yeah, ooh. It's been a long ride.
But I feel like I'm 50. I'm only 26. I need to retire early.
Me too. I can't do this for much longer.
Yes.
Look, we almost 30 at this point, so we got to figure it out.
Right. We can't. We're trying to be like them folks that retire early at 30.
Yes, that's what we're trying to do.
So getting into the love life, we kind of sprinkled over there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So the topic for today is red flags.
Yes.
Red flags in a dating world. So I'm gonna let you start first, since you in the dating world right now, Treasure.
Okay, well, so first off, I want to start off by saying, in today's society, you know, we done came in this, like, we got a new little area. It's like a cancel culture now. You know, it's a lot of like pointing a finger, everything could be toxic. And you know, back in the day, people weren't as sensitive. So I want y'all to take this with a grain of salt. Take what you take from it. Don't take what you don't want to take from it. Everything we say does not have to go for your world and vice versa. Right.
This is us. How we
yes.
have your own opinion. And you do what best fits your life. But if this is you, this is you. Sometimes we need to stop doing what we're doing. And we know if we talking about other people, they red flag. Sometimes we are the red flag.
Very true. Very true. So do you want to tweak it a little bit? You want to talk about red flags and dating with both with the men or just with us too? We'll start off with men, maybe.
Let's start. Do we want to hold ourselves accountable?
We do. Okay, we need to. Okay, Treasure needs to hold herself accountable. I ain't gonna lie, Treasure look toxic.
I guess we'll start with us, and then we'll work our way to the men, or maybe kind of vice versa. We'll go in and out.
Okay. Let's do. Okay, so number one, the biggest red flag I say with a man, and this is gonna sound a little shallow. But the number one red flag I have with a man, any man that's trying to get to know you, that's trying to come into your world, breathe the same air as you, okay? If he's not trying to take you out on a date to go get to know you and he's just trying to chill somewhere, it's a no for me. Unless y'all, like, work together, but you shouldn't be dating nobody you work together. I mean, because, you know, you meet people where you just can get to know them in a chill setting. That's different. But we're talking about in a perfect world, you meet somebody and they're saying, hey, I want to get to know you. If they're trying to just have you come over to get to know them, that is a big red flag. They need to be doing a date. That's my biggest red flag, is how the man approaches you and how he approaches you sets the tone for the relationship and how the relationship is going to go. So if he doesn't even want to take you on a date, who wants a relationship without no dates?
Right. Who doesn't want to be taken out?
That makes no sense. So
I don't know if it's a thing up here, but I haven't been in the dating world in a couple of years. But before, like, they didn't want to date. They want to be late at night.
They want to chill.
I know I used to work nights, so that was a plus for me. Like, if you weren't trying to see me before 6 o'clock, we could hang out. That winged out a lot of bullshit ass niggas. So, that ruled out a lot of men. And then also, smoking is not a date.
Yes, smoking and drinking is not a date. Come over and let's Netflix and chill is not a date. That's not a date.
Right.
And not unless you're going to go get a projector, hook the projector up at a park.
It's the effort to get all this food
and make a picnic, and you know what I'm saying? But coming over to somebody's house, no. The man who be like, let me cook for you. No, that's about the fifth date. Let me cook for you. That's a fifth date, you know? That's not a first date type of man.
Right, girl, because once you start cooking, he ain't gonna want to go nowhere.
Mm-hmm. He gonna be like, shit, she cool with me cooking for her. No, right. Tell his ass he can hire a chef and have the chef come cook for both of y'all in a suite. Right. That's my vibe. It's not no house stuff.
And I feel like sometimes as women, we want to show men that we can do this and we can do that. So it's kind of red flag for women. It's just slow down. Like, if he dating you long enough, he gonna find out what you can do.
Mm-hmm. And it's honestly not about the money. That's why I was like, you sound a little shallow, but there is low maintenance. There is cheap things you can do. You just got to be creative. So at the end of the day, it's something you can do.
And I feel like if he's the right person, he'll put in the effort. But I feel like a lot of men don't want to put in the effort. I don't know if they just don't know how or they just don't care.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But a man is only going to let you do what you allow, lady. So if a man hits you up and he on that and you allow that, that's what he's going to do. So it's, you know, that's us taking some accountability. He's only going to do what you allow. So if he throw it out there in the air and you're willing to go do it, you can't be mad in the end that that's all he wants to do. So.
Right. First impressions is lasting impressions.
Very lasting. So that's red flag number one.
What I have on here, I think I've said my two already. Another red flag. I feel like personally, I'm not fucking on the first night, but some people do. I feel like that's each his own, but I feel like the longer you hold out sex, the more power you have to me, more power you have over that person. Like we was discussing earlier, men are predators. Is that what that is? No, they're prey. They prey out after who they want.
No, they're predators.
We're the prey. So they're predators and we're the prey. And I feel like the longer that you hold back, you know, sometimes we do want to get it in. So if you can resist, the longer that they'll be trying to put in that effort to really get you, really take you out on the dates and do this and do that for you, to put in the effort.
Yeah. And for me, I'm a little bit different. You know, me, I don't really care, you know, what y'all do with y'all vaginas. But remember what she said. You know, I ain't gonna police nobody's vagina, but remember what she said. You might get a little bit more effort if you hold out on the pussy. But if you don't care about that, if you're just trying to get your walls knocked, you know, then just understand that you might not get that territory. If you just, you know, just go into it with an open mind. Like, if I'm just trying to get my walls knocked off, I don't really care about no dates. I don't care about effort. I don't care about, you know, you got to pick and choose what you want. And then right. And once you get what you get. Yeah.
On his list too.
Yeah. So it's not, don't think that we saying, you know, if you give up the pussy, you can't do this and do that. We're human. We all know. But we're just saying, if you do decide to give it up, just go into it with an open mind that he might not work that hard. But that's okay though, if that's what you want.
Right. But a lot of us have been in that place and we done fucked and it be like, who is this nigga? He turns into a whole different man. I know I've been there.
Like, I ain't been there, but I understand.
I done been there. I done gave it up. And then the next day or the next 2 days, sometimes it might not happen right then and there. But gradually, they just really just start showing their true colors.
They can always show their true colors eventually.
But it hurts just a little bit more once you give it up.
And once you give it up, it hurt a little bit more.
A little bit more.
I'm highly agreeing. Me, I'm kind of, like I said, I'm a little toxic. So when I be giving it up, I be knowing.
You already know.
I already know that I'm with the bullshit. So it don't really, you know. You got, like I said, that's why.
Like me.
Kaylin is very romantic. Kaylin is very
romantic.
Yes, very. Yeah. See, and me,
I just can't fuck nobody. Because then after that, you my boyfriend. You my boyfriend.
And there's a lot of ladies that feel like that. I get that 100%. But if you're like me and you can separate, you know, I'm a very logical woman, so I can separate, you know. I ain't saying I ain't never just fell head over heels, but I'm just saying, like, if I want to get my stuff knocked off, I'm gonna get my stuff knocked off and be with the bullshit. I'm not worried about
we're nothing. We're not gonna get deep in it.
I'm just saying, for the women that's, you know, who are like, what if I want to give it up? That's it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Red flag number three. Red flag number three is once you are dating, say you are dating and somebody is not, okay, lying, little lies, white lies. That's the red flag number three. If you catch somebody in white lies, small lies, little dumb stuff, I say that's a red flag. Pay attention to it. You know, we like to ignore stuff like, oh, he lied about this, or oh, he said he was this person, but he really worked here, or oh, he didn't tell me he was living with this person. Mm-hmm. And oh, you know, small stuff. Stop ignoring
that. Some men lie about their name.
Oh, stop ignoring that stuff, ladies. Yeah. That's a red flag.
It's like they've been lying from the beginning. Like you said, it might start out with little white lies. But then later on, you find out that it's more lies.
Yeah, just don't do it. I advise against it. Just once you figure out one little white lie, you just know he's a liar.
It's because you're in the dating phase.
Yeah, you're in the dating phase, and he already lying.
That's why I say wait, because then you're going to be mad that you didn't flip to him. Okay. And he been lying this whole time. He told his name was Tyrone. His name is James.
And use protection, ladies. I know we young, but this world is getting worse and worse and worse. Use protection. I know we some freak leaks. I hate protection. I'm number one. I can say it. I hate it. I hate it. Sex hits so much different without it. It's way better. But if that's the case, then you need to find you somebody consistent to fuck on. And if that consistent person happens to be a bullshitter who don't want to take you out, that's just the risk you're going to have to take. That's the swap you're going to have to take for a consistent fuck buddy instead of jumping the man to man. Because use protection.
That's why you got to wait.
Either wait,
because anybody trying to get consistent niggas to a consistent cooch to a bullshit ass nigga. But we do go through those stages.
We do.
But that's accountability for us women.
But use protection. That's all I got.
Definitely, definitely, definitely.
Use protection, because it's a lot of people out here. You'll be so surprised how many people out here are not using protection. It's only getting more common.
Right, right, right. So definitely also be honest as women. That was definitely one thing that I took on in my relationship when I was dating, when I was in my dating phase.
Okay, wait. We getting off topic though.
Okay, my bad. Because I feel like it went with the lines though. Like
it does. It does. It does. But we talking about red flags.
So is that not a red flag?
That's more of, maybe we should make that a different thing, like how to go about dating.
Okay, so
let's discuss that a little bit later. Do we got any more red flags? We can move on to that if we don't have no more. But I think I got a couple.
You got a couple more. So we're going to put a period on
that. Let's put a period on that. We got three red flags so far. We got lies. We got taking, how they approach you in the beginning sets the tone. So what they trying to do. And what was the one you said, KK?
I don't know. I know I talked about the smoking on the dates and definitely I don't know. Lord, what was the next one? What's the next one you got?
The next red flag I have is actions. So this is kind of hand in hand with lies or whatever, but pay attention to their actions. If they say they're gonna do something and then they don't do it, like they say we're gonna go here, we're gonna do that, don't listen and get hung up with what ifs. That's a what if person. That's a person who's gonna feed you all of this and you falling for the dream of what if. If he not actually doing what he say, just drop him. I say he got about three times to say he gonna do something and don't do it, and that's about it. Right there.
Yeah, because I was about to say, we're going to give chances, or we're not giving chances. So, three chances.
Mm-hmm.
Say what he going, and he don't do it. If he says he's going to do something, he don't do it. After the third time, he ain't going to do it.
He ain't going to do it. He not. That's just an ain't going to do shit, nigga. He ain't going to do it. He not doing it.
And that's going to be the pattern of your relationship, promise
mm-hmm.
you.
And just accept him for who he is, and just drop him. Just let him go.
Next red flag. I don't know if this is really a red flag. Okay. Girl. I'm just gonna say that potential is a good thing and a bad thing, but it's also a red flag. Like, if you see a potential in a man, but he's not actually going after it, so I guess somebody who has dreams or goals, but they're not really going after.
Mm, unfinished project, honey. Mm.
Yes, that's the perfect name for it.
Unfinished project.
And I understand we're young. I understand we're young. Everybody takes their own path. Now, if you want to be the woman that stay with your man and help him figure it out, that's you. You do what's best for you. But a lot of people who's in a dating world and you ain't got time for that, you doing your own thing, you and your independent woman thing, you ain't got time to be dealing with a project.
Sure don't. Sure don't. And I'm telling y'all, a lot of these men, this is really gonna suck, honestly. A lot of men are with people circumstantially, okay? So you might fit their season. You might FaceTime, their grind time, and you can help a man grind towards all this stuff, and you be done forgot about yourself, not really working on yourself, or you could just be putting in double time, working on yourself and working on him, helping him get his stuff right. And at the end of the day, when he reached the top, you're not even his forever woman. Mm. You're not even what he sees himself with. You know how many men get to the top and leave behind what they had?
Right. You can see it with the rappers. How many times these rappers start out with women, black or white, and then once they make it, they're not with those women anymore.
They're not with them. They change.
They with the industry girl now. Mm-hmm. The one who's better for their brand.
The one that fits their new persona. So you have to think about that stuff. I get being in love. I get, you know, the ride or die thing. But it's 2022. At this point, it's for each its own. And if he can't help himself, then what are we doing? You got to be able to help yourself at this point. You got to be able to grind at this point. Now, if he already has something and it's already coming into fruition and it's already there, it's already alive, and you could give this gift to help it along and give that gift to help, that's different. But helping to build something, that's completely different than it's already built and I'm going to give you this gift because I see you working hard. You know what I'm saying? That's very different. So remember that, ladies. That was a good one, KK.
Yes. And I feel like a lot of us, we go through that, especially like the late teens, your 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And especially we see potential. Like you said, we see the potential. We see what could be. Mm-hmm. But like a lot of times, the man you with might can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
If he can't see it for himself,
It's no point. You don't need to be over here building up a man. It's not Build-A-Bear. He should already have the building. It should already be built. And if it ain't built, then it's not your job to help build it. Just let him go. Let him go and figure it out for himself.
Definitely.
I'm telling you. We telling y'all this because we trying to save y'all some time.
And some headache and some tears.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We trying to save y'all some time. You don't want to do it.
You ain't got to ride and die, girl. I feel like they pushed it on us. Like, all the songs, ride and die, or independent. You my independent girl. Or what was that song? You used to love that song by Neo. You used to love.
Who, me? No, it wasn't. It wasn't Neo. It was, she got her own. It was Demi.
All the stuff was pushed on us as we was younger. And then we find out.
Mrs. She Got Her Own. That used to be my hashtag on MySpace.
I remember in your signature.
Mrs. She Got Her Own. I was so proud. Mrs. She Got Her Own living in my mama house. I don't know how, but okay. But honey. Sure. I'm the queen of Mrs. She Got Her Own now, but I ain't telling nothing. I ain't singing it. I ain't shouting it. I ain't nothing.
It's a whole different feeling now.
It ain't. Yeah, I got my own, but what you got too? Like she said, I'm in my bag, but I'm in his bag too. Okay.
Right.
And if he don't have a bag to be in, then there's nothing to talk about. So, I'm sorry, and I know men think that that's very gold diggerish, but it's not. If you have something, and I'm talking to my ladies who have something going for themselves, because if you have something going for yourself, then it is not bad to want a man that has something going for him too. Okay.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. There is absolutely nothing wrong. There is nothing gold diggerish about that. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. So, remember that.
I can't stand the gold digger narrative.
Me either.
I feel like men who don't even have nothing be like
the ones that be so mad about it.
Right. Like, you're not a boss, though. That's mm-hmm. what I'm talking about you.
Nobody, this conversation is not even for you. You shouldn't even be speaking on who's a gold digger or not because you have no gold to dig. Like, it makes no sense. It really does.
I feel like some men intentionally don't want to get to their boss level because they feel like girls gonna use them.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother topic, though.
Yeah.
That's definitely...
And that's a very sad feeling. If that's the case, that's very sad because I would never hold myself back for that.
But I think they do it self-consciously.
Mm-hmm. They do it without knowing. I feel you or not.
Okay, next. So we're gonna go back to. Did you have any red flags anymore?
No.
So we're gonna go back to what I was saying about the dating tips, right?
Mm-hmm. Dating tips for women, like how to approach dating, the things you should do and should not do. Because there's a lot of things we do wrong, and we be wondering why we got this type of nigga, and it's because
we don't know how to date.
Yeah, we don't know what we're doing. We
don't know how to date. I know some women who've never actually been on a real date, but they've had boyfriends. But have they ever really dated before? No.
Mm-hmm.
No. Not at all. So, let's get into dating tips as a woman. First, we said the not seeing anyone late at night. That was kind of the red flag topic. But also,
that's Caitlin's golden rule, y'all. Do not see a man late at night. Don't go to their house. That's Caitlin's golden rule. I ain't never listened to it, but
never listen.
But we got... Look,
but that's my thing. Don't go late at night, especially. But that goes for the women that's like me, who gets attached once you have sex with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I always said that because some way it didn't happen a couple times. I end up fucking. You know, mm-hmm. the horniness takes over. Mm-hmm. So you end up sleeping with them, and now you my boyfriend. You my man. But because I'm gonna be the one that asks you, so what are we?
Not the what are we?
What are we?
Oh my gosh.
I want to know what are we?
What are we?
So, if you like a woman like me, and this takes accountability, you have to know who you are.
Yes.
Like, you have to know who you are. If you know, and this took a couple times with me asking this question, getting heartbroken and people pushing back and stuff like that. So, I had to step into it differently. I'm not going over there late at night because I don't want to have sex with you because I want to be with you after. So that was me taking control of the situation. If you actually want to see me, you have to see me in the daytime. In the daytime, if I'm seeing you, we're going somewhere. We're going to do something. I'm not going to your house in the daytime. We're going to go do something. Then after time, if I feel comfortable with you, then we can go to your house, and then I can fuck, and then I feel a different type of way. We actually didn't build some type of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why I say that, because I know how I am. And then also in dating, is to be honest. Be honest with yourself, and be honest with them. Like, if you're dating, if you're out here talking to multiple people, say that. Say that you're talking to multiple people. Say you're dating multiple people. Because at the end of the day, you're single.
And also, if you're dating and you want to be in a relationship, you want to get married, you want children, say that. This is first date. This is actually before you even get on a date, because there should be some type of talking phase, okay? Yeah. Y'all should be talking and texting consistently for at least a week before you go out on a date with somebody, I hope. But if you're not, then this is first date conversation. What are you looking for?
Right.
And if he's saying he ain't looking for something serious, and you want to be in a relationship, you want a husband, you're done playing, then you need to end that date. There's nothing to talk about here.
You know, to cut it off. Cut it off right there.
There you go.
Definitely. That's like I said, in the category of being honest. Let them cut them out. Like you said, let them know you dating people. Because, shoot, that's what I did when I was dating. I let everybody know I was dating. I'm talking to such and I didn't even really tell them who I was talking to. You just know that I'm dating and I'm talking to people. And that stops me having to lie about bullshit stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not lying. If you call me and I'm out, I'm going to tell you I'm on a date. I'll talk to you later.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes men want to work hard, too. They work hard if they see you with somebody else. Or they see that they're not the only person. That's, and you know, in your eye view.
I see. And see, with me, that brings us... Yeah, did we said we were going to talk about red flags with us, right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's me. I'm with the bullshit. I like to make people think, you know, that we on an accord, that we not on, just so you give your full effort, okay? I be wanting to know what the full potential is. Like, yeah, we dating. We this, we that. But I really in my brain don't be thinking that. I do that a lot. And KK always tells me to tell these people the truth.
Yes, tell them the truth. Because I feel like she has nothing to lie about.
And I don't. I really don't have anything to lie about. But I just be wanting to see the full potential from people. So that's my red flag right there is I play a lot of games. I really do. And it's not really like, it's only, I just, you know, I'm a little new to this dating scene. Well, it's been about 2 years, but that's still new. And
yeah, definitely. Because you was in a relationship for what, 5 years? 5, 6 years?
Yeah, I was in a relationship for most of my 20s. So now that I'm out here playing on the field, it's just kind of hard. You know, you be dating one person, they be like, okay, you only dating me. And then you be like, well, what about so-and-so over here?
Mm-mm. What about me dating you? That's not dating. That's we're together. You're my boyfriend. If I'm just dating you, you're my boyfriend.
See? Yeah, see? And that's the thing. So me, I be trying to create situationships where I be like, okay, yeah, I'm only fucking you. But I'm dating others. But I'm only fucking you, though. Like, I ain't fucking them. We not on fucking levels. But I'm gonna let them date me, though. That's the kind
of... This is the confusion of fucking...
No. It's not the confusion. Treasure be knowing fully what she be doing, and I be happy with it.
Not you. I'm talking about for them.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. It don't work for them. But it be working for me. I be having the time of my life. I be Gucci.
But I think your definitions be different, though. Like, you know, we have different definitions. What talking is, what dating is, what being together is.
And make sure y'all address that with people, because everybody has different ones. And I done definitely been in some situations because I told them that, yeah, you know, it's just me and you fucking. I'm only vibing with you, but I'm still dating. You know, I take a trip. I might meet up with a friend, go on a date, you know. And some men don't like that. So like she said, be honest. And tell men, you know, because that's how you get killed, ladies. We ain't trying to get killed. Nah, in 2022,
men are jealous. People is crazy. Crazy, right? They get possessive, especially if they like the box. That's why you can't give them the box so early.
Girl, you can give them a box late and they still might be possessive.
But what I'm saying is that you go ahead and give him the box. He already think he got ownership.
Oh, yeah, true. I mean,
he think he got ownership already. And we ain't talked about this.
She said, we ain't talking about it.
I know she good, but I'm still out here having fun.
I'm still out here doing me. So just make sure y'all be honest. Don't be playing games with these men. And try not to.
Clarify the definitions of what it is. Like back to what I was saying, we talked about like the different stages. Like, I would tell Treasure she was talking to somebody or she was dating somebody. I'm like, oh, you're dating him? Because they go out on a date. They'll go out to eat or something like this. She's like, no, we're just talking. I'm like, but y'all went out.
No, that's not what we be talking about. What we be talking, she be like, y'all together. And I be like, no, we just dating. And she be like, that mean y'all together. And I be like, no, we're just dating. Be saying we together. But no, I just be dating them. But my definition of dating is we're going on dates, but we're not in a relationship. That's my definition. We haven't made a commitment to each other. But to Caitlin, if you're fucking and you're going on dates, then you're together.
I feel like that's definitely a discussion you have to have with them.
Yeah.
Are we together? Are we not together? That type of situation.
But most men, I will say, most men, if they are taking you out on a consistent basis, because I dated somebody for 9 months and he thought we was dating.
He thought y'all was together. And to me, my definition, they was together.
But we weren't. We were dating. But
to Treasure and her, I don't know what dictionary, they was not together.
We weren't. We were just dating.
But he was over there all the time buying you stuff. Y'all even went out of town. Like,
but
what point does dating and together? Like, it's a point. If y'all going out of town, we together.
A lot of men would say that. A lot of men would agree with you. But there's men out here who don't want nothing. They just want to have fun. And
I do feel like it's men like that.
That's, you know.
But that wasn't him.
It wasn't him, but he was okay with it because he wanted to keep doing it, so.
Yeah, he wanted to keep having your company. He definitely agreed to it because he enjoyed being with you. But in his head, y'all were together.
Yeah. And be careful with that, ladies. If you know a dude really want to be with you and you don't want to be with him, just end it. That's my red flag number two. I'm real toxic like that. I can know somebody want to be with me. And I can know I have no intention of being with this person at all in any capacity. In any universe, it would not work. Every scenario, it's not happening. And I was not still in
the universe.
In every universe, it's still not happening. And I will still pretend and be like, okay, we're on a date.
You're just saying what he wants to hear because you're enjoying the good time.
I wouldn't say that because I never lied. I always told them.
Yeah, you did. I always tell them y'all wasn't together.
But you know, some people you could tell somebody. Stuff. That's what I'm saying, ladies. If you see a man and you know that he just gonna keep trying and trying and trying and trying, and you done told this man, there's no way, just let him go. Because he's not going to do it because he still has hope. If you know in your heart you're never, ever, ever, ever going to do it, just let him go. It's going to end bad. Just let him go. It's going to end so bad. Just let it go. He crazy. Yeah. Because
he doesn't have comprehension skills either.
Yeah, because yeah. I'm telling you, any man, after you tell them that you don't want to be with them, and they still like chasing you, trying to be with you, they're crazy. Like, that's scary crazy. Like, they're scary. Like, he might hurt you crazy. Like, don't do it. I'm telling you. Because that makes no sense. There's no plane that I could ever live on, and a man tells me there's no hope for any relationship ever, and I still keep doing stuff to try to get the relationship. That's crazy.
But some people do that. Some people do that. They'll even stay on the sidelines and wait till you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. Some women are like that too. I've heard about that before. With some women, when a man's not ready to be with them or they don't want to be with them.
Mm-hmm. It's more common with women than it is.
Right. They stand in the sidelines and wait for them to be, you know, available. And those are normally the best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the best friends.
That's a red flag number two. Too many female best friends. It's a no.
I can't stand a best friend.
Kayla said, I can't stand a best friend. She don't. If you with Kaylin, you don't have any female friends, honey. Okay? There's no such thing. There's no such thing.
It's the waiting. It's the, oh, you're my brother. It's the, I confide in you. Like, I don't know. I just don't like it. Like, I feel like it's a relationship. Like, stop being scared and say y'all want to be together. Like, I feel like it's very high school. It's very high school. But it's some grown people like that. Maybe that's more in high school world. Because I haven't dealt with it lately. Why am I married now? And that's over with. But I don't know. Have you dealt with dudes that had female best friends?
No. No. So
very high school, college, maybe?
No. I really honestly, I have male best friends. And if you're a female with a male best friend, you don't talk to him. At this age, you don't talk to him. You talk to him every once in a blue moon. You catch up. And that's just always, it's just the understanding that he's always your best friend. But as far as y'all doing best friend activities, we talking about the men who have these female best friends and they want to hang out. They popping up. They calling, texting. Trying to keep on, that's the high schoolness we're talking about. So yes, you do have them forever friends. I understand that. You got them forever friends, like, oh, that's my friend. You know, you just wish them well. You see them on Facebook.
Right.
You watching from afar. Like, I get that.
That's different. They're childhood friends.
Yes, them is childhood friends. Them your best friends, childhood. You know, they really not really in your life no more. That's the only type of female best friend at this age that we have room for. Other than that, there's no, it's no room for like a real female best friend that you're hanging out with, no.
Right, because I feel like she's just waiting in line. She's waiting in line for you to choose her.
Mm-hmm. And even the ones who be in relationships, like, it just be like some weirdness, like an unspoken thing that's done happened that nobody knows about. And y'all just got everybody else in the mix while y'all used to fuck or used to do this or used to do that. Like, it's just, it don't feel right.
Right, girl. You know, I used to have ex. And he had a best friend. And then after we broke up, I found out that they had started doing some stuff. But I already knew that it was some sexual energy there anyway.
Mm. So I don't remember this.
Well, no, I can't say names, but definitely.
I don't have to talk about that.
Definitely. Definitely was something there, but I had already knew, and that made me more like my next relationship. But I was younger though, but I was definitely like my next relationship.
Ain't no best friends.
No best friends.
They ruined it for you. And I can say this as a 26-year-old man, every best friend that I ever had done tried it. A man? He done tried it.
They're waiting.
They're waiting, you know. It's just, it's a natural thing. Like, you know, when you have a best friend and they tell you, like, that stuff is rare where you have a best friend and they just never, ever tried to get with you. They never tried to see if it could work between you. Like, none of my male best friends haven't tried me before. And I'm not talking about trying me like we fucked. I'm talking about trying me like, oh, I want to try to be with you. Or let's check this, let's see where this goes. Like, every single one has tried, and I'm the reason why we're just friends. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's no for me, because men are men.
Right.
They're men. Right. So you can't tell me at this age that you got a female best friend, and neither one of y'all in y'all brain was like, let's give it a try, or just hooked up, or some weird shit. Like, no, we ain't doing that over here.
Right. So can women and men be friends?
From afar.
From afar. From a distance.
From a watch on Facebook. That's about it. If you calling, popping up, visiting, it's a no.
Yeah. And then the person I'm in, if you doing all that, I'm going to start liking you. You doing all the extra. You coming to see me. Mm-hmm. Coming to check on me.
That's bae at this point.
Right. Y'all know how I am. So, let's just leave that where this is.
She said, I'm going to start liking you. I'm hollering.
I am.
At least she being honest.
Definitely. A lot of people can't be that honest. But I feel like I couldn't be that honest back then. But as an older woman now, definitely can be that honest now. Just be honest and say that I'm going to end up liking my best friend. Because I'm just romantic. I am. But I think we have made it to the end of our first podcast. Yes, I'm excited. So, y'all,
we have lots of more for you guys. We're super excited. We got a whole bunch of topics. We are so excited to start talking about. Our next topic for the next episode is culture shock. Okay, yes. Code switching, how to navigate life in different areas with different types of people and cultures, okay?
Yeah, so y'all tune in. We will do this every Wednesday. We will have Instagram, Facebook, all those things. I make sure to put that in the description or the comments below so y'all can be able to find us.
Yes, and please do. We'll
see you all next week. Bye.
Yeah. Thank you for diving deep with the girl.
Yes.
Diving deep with the girls, with the girls, with the girls, with the girls,
with the girls.
Talking shit with the girls, with the girls, with the girls, with the girls,
with the girls.
The real, real with the girls, with the girls, with the girls, with the girls.
Girl.
So grab your wine and sit down. With the motherfucking girls.